Welcome back to the Bruce Sallin Show with Dad's Point of View. And once again, I want to thank my son, Arnie Sallin, for that, well, sort of peculiar music cue. He is a DJ these days, studying music at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. I have a very special guest today. Her name is Sherilyn Harley Laban, and she is the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, of which we'll find out more. During the first 6 months of 2012, representing Project 21, Sherilyn has been quoted by newspapers 71 times, been a guest on radio or television shows 52 times, and had op-eds she has written and published by newspapers 14 times. Holy cow! She's currently the president and CEO of KLAR Strategies, LLC, a public affairs firm. She previously served as the political appointee in the George Bush administration, a spokesman at the National Republican Committee, and as senior counsel for the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Holy cow! I'm impressed. Welcome to the show, Sherilyn.
Oh, Bruce, it is certainly my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, a conservative woman, a conservative black woman, is almost as
I am.
As almost as odd as a conservative Jew in Hollywood, of which that's what I was for a long time. I'm still conservative, but I'm no longer in Hollywood.
Right. Well, there's a couple of you out there. We just had CPAC in Washington, D.C., which is Conservative Action PAC conference, and I met someone named Evan Sayet. Do you know Evan?
No, I don't know him. The only well-known conservatives I'm aware of are Bruce Willis and Gary Sinise. Those are both actors. And then, of course, Charlton Heston from the past. I did know certain executives, but a lot of us were almost afraid to be too public about it.
Sure.
There wasn't quite a blacklist, but it was close.
Yes, I've heard that from several Hollywood people, that they try to stay undercover because they fear that they will lose jobs and you know, they feel like they're risking their livelihood. And, of course, you know, we can all appreciate that.
Well, I was
We don't want anybody.
No, and it was easier for us to hide than it is for you. I mean,
as
I joked with you during the break. But, you know, it's interesting. I'll broach an odd topic, but I was in Hollywood when the whole AIDS epidemic broke. And Hollywood embraced the AIDS movement very, very strongly because there was a great number of gay men in the industry. And many, including a dear friend of mine, were dying off. And it was tragic, scary. And I found myself often encouraged to either donate money or participate in fundraisers for AIDS. And while I felt the need to find a cure was as important as anything else, I also felt that the honesty of how AIDS is transmitted was not there. It was of all the major killers out there, and there are other killers like strokes and cancer. And
heart attacks.
Heart attacks.
Which is a big one.
Okay. Although, all those, there are no, at the time, any known preventative measures. There were clear-cut known preventative measures to not get AIDS. So, but it wasn't politically correct. You're not allowed to say you're not allowed to say that AIDS does indeed discriminate. And they in fact, promoted lies that anybody can get AIDS. Well, the truth is, you only get AIDS through intravenous needles and blood, bad blood, of which there's been largely a correction of that, and you get it from certain sexual behaviors, period.
Right. I mean, basically, you get it from risky behavior.
Right.
Let's go ahead and call it what it is. It's
right.
Risky behavior.
Okay, but cancer, a stroke, we don't know how you get that other than the risky behavior of smoking or too much drinking or drug abuse. Okay, but in general, you know, Alzheimer's, another tragic illness. How the heck does that happen? So I found myself being angry. I don't mind supporting AIDS, but let's support some of these other ones too. When I say support AIDS, supports AIDS prevention or cure for it.
And but, AIDS research and whatnot.
I mean,
understood.
But all, when that whole ribbon thing began with AIDS, it was all AIDS. And I thought, well, what about cancer? What about strokes? What about Alzheimer's? Why is Hollywood supporting the one that we do know how to prevent?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this brings me to the topic I really wanted to talk to you about. I get nuts about political correctness, and it has gone crazy in our schools and on our colleges. And speaking the truth, like what we just did about AIDS, can get you in trouble, get you fired in some arenas, and is causing, I think, for lack of truth and lack of honesty in our kids' upbringing, at least in the public sphere. And I'd love your thoughts on that topic.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, Bruce, because I got to tell you, there isn't not one day that I don't see something on Twitter or on Facebook where some kid gets thrown out of school for, you know, a plastic gun, or expelled for, you know, the little girl who had a Hello Kitty something that was somehow construed as a weapon. So you've got all of these things happening, these politically correct, and I would also say over-exaggeration.
Oh, absolutely.
Things that are happening, particularly in the public schools. And you wonder, and the question is, well, why? You know, what's the fear? What are they afraid of? And what happens is that we become so afraid of everything and any little thing that we take it to the extreme. And that's what's happening, I think, particularly in the public schools, is we are taking things to the extreme, Bruce. Right.
Well, and boys aren't allowed to be boys, and to some degree, girls are not allowed to be boys.
It's the emasculation of the little boy.
More so than the girls.
Yeah. Boys. Oh, absolutely. Let me give you an example. I have a little boy. You have a son as well.
Two.
Boys express their fondness for each other by hitting, jumping. I mean, you know, boys are always hitting and touching each other. I mean, that's just how they are.
You know, it's funny. I'm laughing because I often talk about this, that guys show love by telling each other, hey, dude, you sure look ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other guy goes, hey, man, great to see you. Can you imagine a woman going, wow, honey, you sure gained some weight? Not in a million years.
And what happens is in the schools, the kids are no longer able to be kids. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the workplace.
The kids are no longer able to be kids, and the boys aren't able to touch one another. And if they do,
and God forbid, touch a girl. God forbid, touch a girl.
Right. I want to tell you something else. Let me finish this thought, and then I want to tell you about St. Mary's County in Maryland and what they just passed.
Okay.
But so what happens is that these kids, again, the boys are just simply, you know, they're emasculated. This is what's happening. And they're not allowed to be boys. And they're not allowed to express how they feel about one another. And they're just not allowed to run and jump. And when you think about this, Bruce, you add that on top of schools, you know, canceling phys ed programs. Schools, cutting back recess under the vein of budget cuts and all this other stuff. And you've got these little boys sitting for hours at a time, just forced to sit still. Let's face it, boys and girls learn differently.
You bet.
They learn differently, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what makes them so special.
And the key word, what you said was differently, not better or worse, just different.
No, not better or worse, just differently, just differently. And so you have these policies that are being developed, which are just simply out of the mainstream. They're out of the mainstream, Bruce. Let me give you an example.
Please.
St. Mary's County, which is a county in Maryland, they just recently outlawed hugging in school between the kids. The kids are now not allowed to hug one another. Now, why would they do something like that? Why? I mean, again, it's this whole PC, which is literally taking over our country, taking over the schools, and taking over our lives. Okay, so you don't want kids inappropriately touching one another. Okay, I understand that may be a problem, But hugging is how it's a natural thing that human beings do to show affection for one another. Now, I took my little boy out of school half day so that we could leave for spring break. And when we walked, my daughter and I walked in to pick him up, all his little friends said, bye, bye. And all the little kids were hugging him goodbye. Like, we totally disrupted the class. But they're kindergartners, and they're expressing affection for one another. I think it's a joyous thing to see kids hugging one another and to also see little boys hugging one another. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, pretty soon they'll outlaw high fives.
Clearly.
It's a slippery slope,
and that's what's
happened with political correctness.
It is. And this is what happens in political correctness. And it's very, you know, it's sad to me to see. But, you know, I'm not going to allow that to happen in my household.
Good.
Little kids come over, we continue to hug. But, you know, just think about it, Bruce. If you start implementing all these little policies, you know, the kids can't have plastic guns, what you're doing, so many other things, is you're squelching imagination.
You bet.
All right? We're not allowing children to be children. Just like when Mayor Bloomberg tried to outlaw, or I think it was in Boston, he tried to outlaw, the bake sale.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Listen, I'm very sad.
Stop it.
I have to interrupt you because, sadly, we are out of time.
Bruce, I'd love to come back.
No, you will. Let's plan on it. And just quickly tell our listeners where they can find you.
Oh, absolutely. They can find all of my policy papers, clips from my shows at nationalcenter.org.
Nationalcenter.org, okay.
.org. And then they can follow me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, LeBon, L-E-B as in boy, O-N.
Okay.
Harley LeBon.
I'm going to follow you right now. I want you to follow me, which is just at Bruce
Salen. Absolutely.
At Bruce Salen. And please, I do want you to come back. And I'm sorry to have to cut it off, but I do. And we will be back for some closing remarks after these commercials.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.